June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ever met someone who is so extremely dumb that they don't know how stupid they actually are?
There's been a whole lot of stupid said this week.
You are made of stupid.
It is time for Worst Take, a brand new Friday segment at 9 a.m. here on Sean and RJ. Good morning, Metroplex. Thanks for being a total that stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. We need your nominees and the biggest loser on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053.
Yep, we've got several nominees ready to go. There's going to be some Rory McIlroy in here. We've got some Dion stuff that we played earlier this week. The first one we're going to go with, though, is Ryan Russillo. And I was trying like hell all this morning to find this actual audio clip because it's buried in an hour and a half long video, apparently. But Awful Announcing had Ryan Russillo showing up on Pardon My Take, the Barstool
podcast. Do people know who Ryan Russillo is?
I think so. Yeah, he was on ESPN for years. He's now kind of transitioned into new media. He does a lot of podcasting. He's been with Colin Cowherd before.
Big NBA guy.
Yeah, big time NBA guy. And if you heard his voice,
he's always on with Simmons.
If you heard his voice, I think most people would go, oh, I know that voice. I've heard that voice talking basketball before. But they asked him about the Oklahoma City-Indiana matchup and how this is not going to be some big ratings juggernaut. And I think a lot of people are anticipating it's going to be low. And Russillo even said, yeah, the ratings probably aren't going to be good for a matchup like this. But then he took an odd hard right turn, or I guess hard left turn. He said, I think a lot of the ratings decline stuff is driven by people's political beliefs, where if you're really, really right wing, you love the idea of the NBA being a dying product because it's probably the most progressive league. He said, what I don't like are the disingenuous arguments. I would tell you, people who are in the TV game, the people making these decisions that I've talked to of investing in the live rights, they're like, who the F is using traditional ratings anymore? So Ryan Russillo says, nope, NBA ratings problem. It's not even really a problem. Who cares about ratings anyway? It's not like a big deal. TV ratings aren't a thing. And really, this is just a phony argument being pushed by people who have a political agenda.
So is the worst take that ratings aren't a thing or that bad ratings are made up through politics?
The way that he's positioning it is that, sure, the ratings don't look great, but in reality, they're not going to look great because of the way the system works now, and the only reason that you'd complain about it is if you're hard right wing. And to me, I look at this and I go, no, like, we all, like, as a group, sports media observers have talked about the NBA has got a problem with, like, engagement and ratings. So Russillo saying, if you're talking about this, you're doing it for only political reasons. Yeah. It's like, well, it feels like actually you're the one who's really doing this for political reasons.
We're not looking at the real problem.
Yeah.
Because this has been a, you know, Clay Travis and your others are like, people, the NBA ratings are down. This is all part of the fake TV game that they play, or media game. And maybe some of it is true because, you know, you have outspoken athletes, so you have people talking about patriotism or anthem stuff. China, LeBron in China.
China.
So that has been a storyline and theory for a long time.
I mean, look, it's to say that it's the ratings dip is made up. It's not made up. But to say it also doesn't matter, that's fine. If you want to say that, like, it doesn't matter what the ratings are, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you can't, out of the same mouth, say that baseball has a ratings problem then. Because If you don't think the NBA does, then you can't think Major League Baseball does. These are the World Series versus NBA final ratings since the pandemic. I'll just do average viewers, and I'm going to round up or down. 10 million. It's baseball. 10 million, 12 million, 12 million, 9 million, 15 million. So 10, 12, 12, 9, and 15. Same time, NBA. 7.5, 10, 12.5, 11.5, 11. Like, they're basically the same. It's like one's up, one's down, and then like you get Yankees, Dodgers, and you pop. Like, they're both dependent. The NBA is dependent on LeBron James or the Warriors, and Major League Baseball is dependent on the Yankees or the Dodgers.
So that's number one, Ryan Russillo. And you can keep track of these. You can vote on the Franklin Frankel Injury Turns Fan Text for what you think is the worst one of the week. RJ Choppy, you got one about Rory McIlroy.
A hit live.
So Rory McIlroy, boy, he has taken all the goodwill from the a hit live.
What a roller coaster of likability.
And flushed it down the toilet. So he did not speak at the PGA Championship all 4 days. Four rounds he played. He was asked to speak each time. He didn't. He's been famous to say, we don't speak because we don't have to. Then he skips the Memorial, which is Jack's tournament, a big no-no. And he didn't have the common courtesy to tell Jack face-to-face. You know, when Ricky Fowler was going to skip the Bay Hill, which is Arnold's, he drove to Orlando to meet Arnold face-to-face and say, hey, I'm sorry. I have a prior commitment. I can't make your tournament. Rory did none of that. So then he's at the RBC Canadian Open this week or last week, and he meets the media and he gives one of the worst answers you could possibly give when asked about why he skipped the media session.
I was a little pissed off because I knew that Scotty's driver had failed on Monday, but my name was the one that was leaked. It was supposed to stay confidential. Two members of the media were the ones that leaked it. So why, you know, I didn't want to get up there and say something that I regretted either, you know, because there's a lot of people that I'm trying to protect. Scotty, I don't want to mention his name. I'm trying to protect TaylorMade. I'm trying to protect the USGA, PGA of America, myself, you know, so I just didn't want to get up there and say something that I regretted at the time. And with Scotty's stuff, like, that's not my information to share. I knew that that had happened, but, you know, that's not on me to share that. And I felt, you know, that process is supposed to be kept confidential, and it wasn't for whatever reason. And, you know, that's why I was pretty annoyed at that.
Oh, no. You were the first athlete to ever have to meet the media angry. It's never happened before.
And did you have to out Scotty talking about your own issue?
No, he didn't. Like, so here's the
thing. I didn't want to out Scotty, so I took the high road.
So before every tournament, they test a handful of drivers. They don't test all 150 guys in the tournament. They test like 30 of them, right?
Based on what?
They want to see if it's
good. Why wouldn't you test all the equipment?
They test the drivers because the drivers, after a while,
test all the drivers. Why don't you test all of them?
I just don't think that they're gonna put in the man hours to test 150 drivers.
Okay,
so they just test a handful of them. It's random test, and you show up and you get your driver tested, and it tests for like basically how much of a trampoline your driver's become. You've used it so much that it no longer conforms, it increases your spin, all that stuff. So his got banned, so did Scotty's, and they had to bust out a new driver. You're not supposed to find out, so he was mad that his name got leaked. Like, okay, man, like, it happens. Like, leaks happen in sports. Leaks happen in the world. You got to deal with it. I don't know, it's just a very chicken you-know-what answer. And he's losing. He's losing everybody as a fan.
I thought you were going to nominate Jack at his tournament when he was asked about the greatness of Scottie Scheffler, and did he throw these other guys under the bus?
Looking at the leaderboard today, he didn't have, I mean, Ben Griffin's a nice player. Sepp Straka is a nice player. Nick Taylor's a nice player. Those are all the guys that were there basically coming down the stretch. But he knows that those guys, you know, are not in his league. Now, if he'd had, I don't know who else it might have been, but somebody else at the top, or Xander or somebody like that would have been there, he might have said, well, that might be a little tougher. I might have to do something. He didn't have to.
I didn't have, you know, he had bums. These are my tournament. He had you know, these two guys have only won twice on the tour this year each. You know, he had some bums there. He had to worry about that. What a shot.
So we'll throw them both into the world of golf. My nominee for worst take, and I'm asking, did Michelle Beadle get fired? And she did get fired yesterday after finding out through a publication that Stephen A. was taking her radio job under Mad Dog Radio. Did she make a tremendously bad work decision by ranting about it on air?
Yeah, we're coming in hot today, ladies and gentlemen. Coming in hot.
Hot.
Yes, so the cat's out of the bag. I guess we're talking about it. We weren't supposed to, just as a heads up. We were only given a few hours notice, but we weren't told any details. We were promised that no details would be released. We didn't even know who was taking our place in the lineup. Just that it was going to be announced that new show was being added. Unbeknownst to us, the Hollywood Reporter, of course, had all the details. So it was a little embarrassing, I'm not going to lie. I've been in this business for 20 plus years. I've been treated poorly a couple times. This didn't feel good, I'm not going to lie.
Well, yesterday we were like, how do they let her back on? She's the wrong one to put in front of a microphone after doing that. And they did let her back on for one show.
Yeah, they did. And then I guess after the show, somewhere around late night, about 12 hours ago, they're like, they have parted ways.
You're out of here.
You are out of here.
Now, I can't promise I would not do the same thing. It would all depend on my bank account. I'm sure Michelle Beadle, I would think, has a nice bank account. So I would go on air and do the same thing. If I had my bank account now, I would not go and do the same thing. So I continue to get the paycheck. Maybe she gets a severance. Who knows?
Could be. And it could be a case of like, if they've already got an end date for her, it may just be in her contract. So she's like, I got nothing to lose. So I'll take the vacation early. All right. We're doing worst take here on 105 through the fan. Number four. And again, like you say, Michelle Beadle, you said, you're not saying it is, but we'll put it up there. It's like, is this the worst take?
Generally, just go in public and trashing your boss when you're still obligated to work for them. Not a great take.
This one right here is...
And by the way, we haven't said this. I'm sure the salaries are tremendously different, but you got Stephen A. Smith to host the radio show versus Michelle Beadle. You're going to have Stephen A. Smith do it.
Yeah, it's
like this is kind of a no-brainer,
and
right?
And that's not a shot at Michelle Beadle either. It's like, you know, Stephen A. Smith is the most... Is most famous sports media personality or
could be
prominent, whatever you want to say.
Yeah. Right up there.
I mean, he's up there and you have an opportunity to have him host.
And Mad Dog is looking at it. They're stroking each other here. Mad Dog is like, you put me on TV, so I'm going to put you back on my radio network. So it makes sense.
And Chris is like 60 something. How much longer is he going to do this? So this paves the way for Stephen A to take over.
All right, the next submission here in Worst Take, and again, this is up for debate. You may not feel like this is the worst take of the week, but it's definitely one that deserves some mentioning. Leon Rose has the worst take of the week for interviewing his players and saying, what are we going to do here about this Tom Thibodeau situation? And then blowing off his star player, Jalen Brunson, which I still can't wrap my head around. What kind of feedback could he have gotten from players below Brunson that trumps Brunson in a league that's built for stars and at a coach who's gotten you results? Certainly a prickly personality.
Grinds players too.
Yeah, like certainly a tough personality to deal with.
And McMahon expounded on this a little bit in the Hoop Collective. Like Leon Rose or Worldwide West, one of the two, did not get along with Thibodeau. Thibodeau was bumping heads with someone up there and they wanted to run, one of them wanted to run Thibodeau for a couple of years now. But none of those is my worst take. My actual worst take, loser slash winner, is Deion.
Deion Sanders, who had spoken earlier this week with Asante Samuel and said, hey, all you guys who've been criticizing Shador for his pre-draft process, you're silly.
When you sit up there and say something like he went in a meeting unprepared, like, dude, Shador Sanders, who's had six different coordinators, who has still functioned, and went up, leveled up every time.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brought somebody new in, and you're going to tell me he
every situation.
You're going to tell me he had on headphones. The Bible says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. So it was some foolish stuff that went on, but you know what? That gave them something that they needed.
Okay. All right, Deion. So yeah, the NFL told you he didn't handle the process right. Like, that's objective. There's no debating it anymore. It's settled. And yet Deion just goes, well, you're wrong.
Complete inability there. I can't stand. I hate people when they just inability to learn from anything, stubborn to a fault, pride over everything, and that's Deion Sanders to a T.
So here are your nominees that you can vote for on the fan text. Number one, Ryan Russillo, saying criticism of the NBA ratings is just about politics. Number two, Rory McIlroy, just whining and crying. Number three, Michelle Beadle, mouthing off, losing her job. Four, Leon Rose, blowing off Jalen Brunson and firing Tom Thibodeau. Or Sean's vote, Deion Sanders for dismissing the critics completely and then quoting the Bible to tell you you're wrong.
Man, that's a tough one. There's a lot of, I guess, Ryan Russillo, just because I don't think that he made his argument proper. It was like, it's ratings do matter.
Pepe?
I was leaning Russillo, RJ, but I'm going to go with Sean's vote here, Deion.
I'm going actually Leon Rose. Like, I still have no idea what the hell the Knicks are doing. Yeah. I understand Thibodeau grinds me, but like Brunson's word should have trumped everybody else. Here are the votes on the fan text, and it's a runaway already. This is Deion Sanders who's going to win this week. 817, yeah. Deion, 302, absolutely why the Jones ain't hiring Sanders ever. 817, Deion's the worst. So that is a runaway victory here on the fan text for Deion Sanders.
Worst take every single week. Make sure to write us these submissions whenever you come up with them or hear them from our coworkers on this station. Brandon Hurtado was in the building. We have RJ Choppy, overreactions or not. Aaron Rodgers makes the Steelers a Super Bowl contender. The Patriots will finish second in the AFC East. And Stephon Diggs is already on his way out. Choppy's overreactions or not in the red zone after this.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah!
NFL overreactions or not, as a part of the Red Zone every day, your football fix on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Let me give you a good little laugh first. And people may be laughing at all the culture stuff here, but the Pirates are going to try to take over the NFC East as the Giants defensive coordinator gave us their defensive mantra for the season.
So my son, this is his first year of T-ball, and he's on the Pirates. So we, again, the main thing's emphasizing takeaways. Like, we got to get better at takeaways. So somehow got the idea of piracy, violent attacking to steal possessions or goods, right? So you'll hear our guys say it, like I say it ad nauseum, be a damn pirate. Like, we got to find ways to get the ball, and again, you get what you emphasize. So we're making it a priority this year to make sure we find ways to get the ball.
Cute or corny, since it came from the kid, but they adopted it. Be a pirate.
Be a pirate. Oh, yeah, that's it's I mean, it's corny. It is corny. It is corny.
It almost sounded like, as he was describing it, he's like, you know, we said it this year. And, like, I heard him, the more he was talking, the more he almost just started talking quieter. I think he was like, this sounds dumb. Like, now that I'm saying it out loud, this sounds dumb.
The big news, of course, Aaron Rodgers has finally agreed to show up for the Pittsburgh Steelers. People are guessing it's a $20 million contract, but Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers together, leading to RJ Choppy's overreactions or not.
Overreaction or not, Aaron Rodgers makes Pittsburgh a Super Bowl contender.
Overreaction.
Overreaction.
Are they a top four AFC team?
No. They're top four AFC North team.
AFC, so obviously, it's KC, Buffalo, Baltimore.
Cincinnati, a lot of people would argue.
A lot of people would, but it's dangerous with them.
Yep.
Okay. Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City. Where are we at on Houston?
So Houston, Chargers, you know.
Cincy.
Right. Cincy.
Right now, I would say if they got on a football field, who would I pick to win a game? I would take Buffalo over them, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Houston, Kansas City, and probably the Chargers.
I'll say no. You?
No, they're not a contender. No. I mean, they might win the. It would stun me if they won the North. No, I wouldn't be stunned by it. Crying out loud, they win 10 games a year with bad quarterbacks, you know?
Do you think he can have a great year? And what do you consider last year?
Man, here's the thing. I wasn't paying attention to Aaron Rodgers' numbers. You said he had, what, 28 and 11?
Yeah.
That was pretty stunning to me. Can he be a top 15 quarterback? Yeah, he can. I don't know that could be top 8 anymore.
Yeah, I would guess the season we're going to see out of him next year will probably look similar to the last two full years he's played. 26 and 12 in Green Bay, 28 and 11 in New York. Probably similar. 25 and 10, something like that.
Next one. Overreaction or not, Detroit has lost too much this offseason to win the North.
Overreaction.
So you don't think losing the coordinators and the center with a brutal road schedule is going to be too much to overcome?
Who's going to win it, though? You know how I feel? I'm not a J.J. McCarthy believer. Aiden is holding up that puke green hat. maybe it is Jordan Love and the Packers. Maybe it's the rise of Ben Johnson and Williams, but I will say it's an overreaction. And you, by choppy belief, have to say it's an overreaction as well. Do you know why?
Because all that matters is the quarterback.
There you go. Yeah. But coaching doesn't matter.
Coaching doesn't matter. I think the center is a bigger loss. That's because if you want to get to Jared Goff, come in the middle.
No, it's an overreaction because they're very good. I just think Detroit's coordinators were so overblown.
Whoa.
It's so overblown.
Why is Ben Johnson overblown?
Ben Johnson's good. And I think when you watch Ben Johnson's offense, there's stuff in it that it's like, that's encouraging. They were really successful. There's not, like, when I watch Ben Johnson's offense, I don't look at it and go like, oh my gosh, this is changing the game the way Shanahan did when he started coming on.
McVay, you think
he
got overhyped? Over
they
like
run
a few
some trick plays.
They're so good. That's just what they have awesome. They have an awesome offense. They have really great players on offense, and he took advantage of that. There's something to be said about playing to your strength. I think talking about like him, like he is McVay or Shanahan in terms of just breaking defensive rules and stuff, is I don't see that.
Would you rather have put them in order of preference, the Lions GM as your GM here, or just a GM period? Mm-hmm. The Lions GM, Ben Johnson, Glenn Campbell. Put them in order.
I would say probably Brad Holmes one would be the first one, their GM. Then Campbell, Ben Johnson, Glenn.
Okay.
I mean, Aaron Glenn's defense getting worked in the playoffs.
They did have a lot of injuries, Bobby, to their credit.
Not a big Bible believer, clearly.
No, absolutely not.
I knew all the answers to the questions the other day.
I don't know if they lost too much, but I mean, they're not going to win 14 games like that. They might win 12. They're going to win it with 12.
I mean, we'll see what Green Bay is. Green Bay had their struggles last year against the division, and Minnesota lost a lot. Like, I don't know what Minnesota's going to be.
Next one, overreaction or not. Chicago is the NFL's most likely worst to first team. I'll give you the candidates.
Ooh.
Raiders, Pats, Bears, Browns, Giants, Titans, Saints, Niners.
Yeah, there's only one other candidate here.
Niners.
San Fran. Right. So, what's the way you phrase it? I'm gonna.
Chicago
cheat.
Is the NFL's most likely worst to first team.
Overreaction.
I'm gonna say
I gotta see San Fran buried before I believe it.
It's overreaction. It's San Fran. Then there's one other. And I'm going.
Hang on. Let me see if I can guess it.
Well, it's a technicality. It is not a team that Choppy mentioned.
Okay.
The Panthers tied with the Saints. And the NFC South is just, there's still nothing super intimidating about it. Bryce Young looked really legitimate in the second half of last year.
Okay.
Right. I think Carolina would have a better shot just given their division and some of the growth from Bryce Young.
Okay.
What's your answer to it?
It's San Fran, I think it's an overreaction. If Miami trades Ramsey and Tyreek, they need to blow it up and start fresh, including the coach and quarterback.
Ooh. Not an overreaction. Mike McDaniel has been given a little too much leeway, probably.
What is what's Lombardi call him, the DJ?
Is that what he calls him?
Yeah. Michael Lombardi calls him the DJ.
I think Mike McDaniel's been given a little bit too much leniency. Tua, there's all sorts of questions about his future. They're reasonable questions about should you have even paid Tua. But no, I think when you say if you get rid of Ramsey and if you get rid of Hill, should you blow it up? Miami should blow it up now.
It looks like someone has blown up. I didn't believe, and I still don't know if I believe, that this is Jalen Waddle. That's not Jalen Waddle.
That's
it?
A dumpy.
Jalen Waddle was wearing someone else's jersey? Was he 17?
Let me look.
This is the fastest wide receiving core in the league. To answer your question, is not an overreaction. I'm not the biggest Tua believer. They're talking about him walking around with a different swag, with different colored hair and all that stuff. But that thing is going to implode with Tyreek at some point in time. And my boy Mike McDaniel is looking a little overrated and overhyped.
I couldn't say it's Aaron Brewer. It's their center. He was wearing his uniform. So
dang,
this is like
it.
Just like Joe Looney with Zeke.
These jackasses wrote Jalen Waddle was living in the gym this offseason.
Yeah, live at the gym. If the gym is called Pizza Hut.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's an overreaction either. I like Tua, but it's just not working. You know, it's not, and he can't stay healthy. Now the problem is Miami is the best spot for him because of the weather. Right, because he throws his change-ups out there. Problem is with Miami, you got to go to...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, probably in Miami is you got to play Buffalo every year.
And New England.
Yeah, on the road. Next one. The Pats will finish second in the AFC East.
Overreaction. I don't trust. Until I see, like, New England actually move forward and clean up some of this Belichick stuff that's been left in their wake, I can't bank on that.
It's not an overreaction because I can't give you an instant number two. I can't tell you a definitive number two, so that makes it not an overreaction.
I mean, I think Miami's an instant number two right now. I would blow it up because they're just not going to be enough to actually like win. They're in purgatory right now, but I think Miami's definitively better than New England.
Yeah.
Well, I think they are, but I'm counting on things kind of falling apart.
I think it's an overreaction because the Pats will win the NFC East.
Put it on the board. The what East?
Put it on the board.
The AFC.
AFC East. Right. Whatever East they're in.
Wow, you're turning on Josh. Turning on Josh again.
No.
Bend down this road.
No. It's going to be, they'll both win 12 games. It'll be tough.
Why do you believe this? Why do you think it?
You got to have one. You got to have one team that just pops out of nowhere.
Yep, it's true. Yeah. All right. By the way, shout out to K-Mess. He said, he won one of our top Tolos, prepping the house for baby girl's first birthday party tomorrow. No better time to Tolo.
We got breaking news according to the fan text. I got to make sure this is accurate.
In what sport? Give me a hint. Don't say it all.
Hockey, if this is right. Let me look this up.
No.
Let's find out next with KNC on 105.3 The Fan. Props to the Tolos who sent the text to Bobby at the end of the last segment. We have breaking news on 105.3 The Fan. Pete DeBoer has been fired. The Stars with the official release and statement, Jim Neal announced today that Pete DeBoer has been relieved of his head coaching duties, effective immediately. The search will begin for the next coach. Quote, after careful consideration, we believe that a new voice is needed in our locker room to push us closer to our goal of winning the Stanley Cup. Jim Neal continues, we'd like to thank Pete, blah, 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 and wish him nothing but the best moving forward. Wow.
It's right on the level with his lifespan everywhere. 3 years, I mean, I think he got to middle of the fifth year with San Jose.
Yeah.
Mid-fifth, like they fired him mid-season. But everywhere else, it's 3 years and out.
Here is Tom Gagliardi last week. Are you kidding me? He's a top three, top five coach in the league. I'm just one voice in the discussion, but I don't see firing Pete being on anyone's agenda.
The owner said that
last week to the morning news.
That's
and then interesting. And then he met with Jim Nill.
Yeah.
And I would presume that meeting with Jim Nill, the guy that you've put in charge of this whole thing.
Who's definitely won Stanley Cups by himself.
Who also did the conversation amongst the room, got information, took that information to the owner and said, this is the move we need to make.
Just like we mentioned earlier, if Kidd were to take the next job, that tells us that Kidd wasn't involved in the Luka thing. I think the fact DeBoer's out, that means that Ottinger thing was absolutely a real problem.
Mm.
And I think Gagliardi had referenced that maybe in that same interview as well, that he was really surprised that Ottinger got pulled in that game.
Kevin Hagelin wearing his celebration green with the
news.
I did
not know that this was going to happen, but I know you're going to seek some vindication. I am too. When we did our segment a couple weeks ago, is Pete DeBoer a great coach? And everyone's like, that's stupid. Obviously he is. Okay, well, he has zero Stanley Cups and he's been fired, three times now?
Ours was just like, is he safe? I didn't even ask if he's a great coach, but those losers never show back up on Twitter to take any accountability. T is the only name I have on Twitter that I can find right now, but I wanted to shout him out. In all seriousness, You were questioning DeBoer.
Yes.
And you have to be okay with this.
Yeah, look, I am fine with it. I don't dispute that he is a good coach. I think you have once again run into his ceiling. And his ceiling is getting outclassed in the elite rounds of the playoffs. Now, I think roster construction has something to do with it.
I think that has more to do with it than Pete.
Then that goes back to Jim Nill is, finalist for executive of the year three straight times. He's never done this on his own, that he's won a cup. I know he's been part of groups that won a cup as an assistant, but how many coaches is this now for him? I'm just asking that question. But for me, I think he's the coach that gets you almost there. Now, can they find the coach? They can get them the rest of the way? Don't know.
I like Pete. I think here's the thing. They're both really, really good at what they do.
I agree.
Nill and DeBoer are really, really good at what they do. Pete is not the reason by any stretch they lost to Edmonton. I just don't think they're built to beat Edmonton right now. They're not tough enough. I think that's a Nil thing.
Okay, then let me ask you this question.
I just don't think Nil and DeBoer are good together.
Okay, and that's fair.
And they went to the Western Conference Finals.
But when you get to this level, they're really, really skilled.
DeBoer thought they were good enough to beat him because he very publicly said, this is all Jake Ottinger's fault.
Yeah.
Basically, he was like, he's lost 6 out of 7.
I just think they ran into a team they don't match up with.
Let's say the game ends the exact same way. Except Ottinger stays in net the entire time.
Yes.
Do you think he's fired?
That's a great question.
Let's
say they lose 2-1.
Yeah.
Say they lose 2-1.
I think he's fired because of the comments.
I think a large part of this is that was a really bad...
Would those comments have come out?
Well, hold on. Here's the thing.
No.
Was that relationship already bad, or was that a turning of the relationship that then they said, this is done? Because if it's something where that relationship has been bad and it just hadn't come out publicly, DeBoer maybe still gets fired.
Is Jake Ottinger good and important enough to fire your coach over after the success?
Kind of feels like the verdict's in, right?
Well, but is he?
The one player. But if there's more than one player that's upset about it, then yes. If it's the whole thing. Yeah, if it's half the team and they're just like, and the other half doesn't care.
Yeah.
They're like whatever.
What
we
percentage
care.
Of this was coming up short again? What percentage of it is getting whipped the way you did? And then what percentage of this is Ottinger if you break up the pie? Coming up short, getting worked and coming up short, and then the way it was handled and talked about.
I think the way it was handled and talked about with Ottinger is 80% of this.
Yeah.
I think it's a sheer 33.33 all the way around.
There is no crime in losing to Edmonton.
What about the fact that you're
losing versus getting dominated?
Yeah, you regressed from where you were last year.
Give me that football score. Give me that in a football score.
But here's the thing.
The series and the way it worked.
Well, but here's the thing. Don't look at last year because Draisaitl was not 100% last year. And a lot of people in Edmonton are pointing that's why they didn't beat Florida last year.
Dallas scored the first touchdown to make it 7-0, and then they lose 38-7. That's basically
like, so. Like, if it's 38-7, there is shame in losing like that.
Well, right.
If you're supposed to be a championship winner,
and last year was 24-14 or something like that.
Yeah, I think that when you're looking at it, when it's the same team, if it was a different team, same team. It's obvious they're not. Something's not right when they play Edmonton. Something's just not right.
Okay. Well, then you may have to factor in losing to them higher up if you blame coaching. But you're talking about the GM. If you think it's 70 or 80% Jake, then I got to go back to my question of, is Jake Ottinger important enough to fire?
No, not. But Corey's right. Not on his own. But the comments spewed a locker room. What's it called? When a mutiny.
But also, let's look at, like, are finger guns enough for Ja Morant to get punished? Yeah, it's enough for Ja Morant to get punished. If Pete DeBoer's reputation is you have awful toxic relationships with goalies, it's part of what drove you out of Vegas, then yeah, if it looks like, oh, nope, we're not going to start this, especially with Ottinger locked in here, you're out.
The breaking news, 105.3 The Fan, Pete DeBoer has been fired. Are you dancing like Kevin in a celebration?
No, I'm not but I'm
here to pee.
I like Pete. I don't think that, I think this is all comments based. I don't think Pete did, like, should have been fired, but you can find a way to get old John Cooper out of Tampa, then you got something.
Yeah, who's available now?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think.
We got a couple texts from some people.
Part of the criticism of this move was you waited too late to swoop the others up.
Sully just went he got fired at Pittsburgh. He went to the Rangers.
Yeah.
I don't know who else that you would get. Like, you know, obviously
Scotty Bowman.
Yes, Jim Montgomery, if he's got a pack on the straight and narrow.
He's not with anybody.
He's in St. Louis, right? I think he's in St. Louis.
Reitma said all the good candidates are gone. Blackhawks, Rangers, Bruins, Ducks, Flyers, Penguins, Kraken, Canucks have all already made coaching hires this offseason.
Yeah, if you can find a way to get John Cooper out of Tampa, great.
What about the college ranks? Is there anything in the college world that you would go attack?
Yeah, isn't our minor league team dominating?
Yeah, let's go get the grandson of Hobie Baker.
Laviolette is one option, Reitma says. Former Rangers head coach won President's Trophy in 2024, Kevin.
Belichick's buyout just dropped.
Obviously, I'd be in on that. So what happened? I mean, like,
We got a text that said Pat Firschweiler. Pat Firschweiler is the Western Michigan University head coach.
Man, that would be a
NCAA tournament decision. Appearances yeah. since 22, 23, 24, and 25, and they just won the championship.
So with all that in mind, about all the coaches that got hired, spots that got filled, and the Stars making this move today, that lends me to kind of more towards y'all's point about, like, what happened in these conversations in the last 4 days, or the fallout with the teammates, or
972 just put this in there because it could be the lack of conversations. 972 says the fact that 48 to 72 hours after game 5, Pete said in a public interview he hadn't talked to Jake, that's what did him in.
That's bad.
You got to have a conversation, right?
Like, before the press, or at least for public management. Yeah. Like, if you're like, you
or
know what?
Lie about it.
Yeah.
Lie better. Yeah. Just do that. That's the thing, you're right, because if there's no good options and they still were like, out, then it's like, we can't have it.
It feels to me like the Knicks would have more of a plan replacement already decided than this right now.
And didn't the Knicks feel more results-oriented to RJ's point from a few minutes ago? It felt like the Knicks are like, man, you got a bold strategy just running our starters into the ground, but it's paid off so far, so let's see what happens.
Man, but results-based, I know this is going to sound bad because
did he coach you two there,
Pete?
Or you were getting there no matter who the coach is? Did he coach you to that
Thibodeau
point?
I think Thibodeau coached the Knicks more there than I think DeBoer.
That was
going to
be my
Stars
point.
There.
Like, beating Boston for them is a greater accomplishment than anything Pete did on this run, in my opinion. But you also talked about the what ifs if Mikko. Right, it's very important to know
how they could have gotten knocked out in the first round.
Yeah, beating Colorado was really impressive with the injuries they had.
Would he have been fired if they lost Game 7?
But they handled Winnipeg.
I think he would have.
Yeah, he might have.
They handled Winnipeg. They did.
And then they were just outmanned and outclassed in this series.
469 says hire Bully Melrose.
That'd be a good hire. Great. Yeah, that's a good one right there.
Does Pete DeBoer have a public reputation of being a jerk or having that?
They love him on the broad. Like, the TNT studio crew loves his quote. Like he's like a comedian up there.
Outside of some of the schisms with the goalies that you've heard about, I'm not aware of people just being like, he's a jackass.
Like not like Thibodeau, right?
That you do know is like, hey, you got like 4 years before everyone's like, get him the hell out of here.
Yeah, I mean, all the stuff we were looking up the other day was generally, it was just associated with goaltenders.
Yeah.
But to the goaltenders, it was a reputation of like crossing a line of just like, how are you throwing somebody on the bus like that?
Reitma said Neil Graham is the current Texas Stars head coach and a future NHL coach. Maybe they promote from within. But look, you are taking a gamble here.
Yeah.
I mean, you are throwing away a lot of consistent success.
There's like an 80% chance you're probably getting a worse coach.
Okay.
Right on paper.
No, yeah, I don't disagree with you there. So my philosophy, and I've always wondered about this about the Cowboys. Like, the Cowboys are like, hey, let's just keep doing the same thing. It'll keep us relevant enough to keep the money coming in and everything like that. But you're not going to win a championship. So the Stars have gone the Kansas City Chiefs route, right? Where they're like, oh, yeah, Alex Smith, you're fine. But we're never going to win a championship. I think they're looking at Pete DeBoer and they're like, hey, you're a heck of a coach. You're never going to get any further than this. So maybe it does end up worse. But at least if we change strategy, maybe now we got a shot.
Bully Melrose saying they do like Neil Graham from the Stars a lot.
What about him? Do they like him?
I think that's most likely an internal hire. Do they like Bully?
Yeah. We want him to get the job.
I don't know. Maybe this is one of the names Reitma texted. I don't know how to pronounce that. Hagee, what's that gentleman's name?
Glenn Gullitson.
Okay, so the fan text is throwing in Glenn Gullitson.
No.
They're saying he's with Edmonton
he's a
now.
Former Stars he's had coach. Success. He's already been the head coach here before.
They're saying he wasn't ready then.
He was terrible.
Bring
then.
Him back. No. Just like you did Hitchcock.
Yeah. No. Hitchcock won a championship. That's what you brought. You're trying to relive that.
Do you still support this with no obvious name popping up into your head?
Yes. Because that. I think the path in front of you with DeBoer was set. Now, I'll concede to every single person who texts in, you might get worse and your coach might be worse. I concede that. But with DeBoer, it felt like the path to the championship was blocked.
Bring a tippet back, baby.
What about Edmonton just being a bad matchup, or you would answer back with tough?
I think you played worse against them this year than you did last year. And I know what you said about Draisaitl, but the other thing is when you guys said you cruised past Winnipeg or got past Winnipeg, well, part of the reason is the player that you alienated after the Edmonton series.
Any hints, excuse, any?
It's a thing. Like it's real. I mean, he missed a game and he was probably compromised for the games after that.
Johnston has to step up. They have people on this roster that I actually think roster might look a little different.
Those dudes quit before that series started. They quit. You saw how they showed up to that thing.
Holy moly.
Then they quit before that last game even got going. They were done.
The breaking news right here to close out the week on the morning show. Pete DeBoer is out. Continuing coverage with the KNC Masterpiece next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.